White terrorist Daniel Penny only charged with manslaughter for choking Jordan Neely. Let's get into it. White terrorist Daniel Penny was arrested Friday morning for fatally choking Jordan Neely, a 30-year-old black man experiencing homelessness in New York City. Penny was arrested and charged with only second-degree manslaughter, unfortunately. He should have been charged with first-degree murder. With first-degree murder, you have to prove that malice existed in the act. Malice is specifically intending to kill the victim or acting with a conscious disregard for human life, which Penny clearly did in the video as he tugged away the last breaths of Jordan Neely. For the minuscule second-degree manslaughter charge, Penny could face up to 15 years in prison. Jordan Neely was failed by the New York City police, the U.S. media, and the American social safety net system. Of the police, the New York City police has faced extensive criticism throughout this investigation for their ineptitude and racist corruption. Among the condemnation from the public includes the New York City police taking up to 5 days to release key details on what happened on that grim day. That's not all. The New York City police was also censored for allowing Penny to go home in the first place after mortally choking Jordan Neely. The U.S. media, which is often hostile to black and brown peoples, often painting them in an unfavorable light, was also lambasted for covering up Daniel Penny's name and identity for days. Finally, New York City and America's healthcare and social safety net are also being attacked for allowing Jordan Neely and others like him to slip through the wide cracks, given the stacked odds that he and many in this country have faced in trying to find care in America's inefficient and deficient health care and social safety net programs. Unsurprisingly, throughout this entire ordeal, Daniel Penny has raised over $800,000, well on his way to $1 million, from white terrorist sympathizers who sympathized with him, including from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who tweeted the GoFundMe page. There's a memorial service planned next week for Jordan Neely. That's what I have to say about this. Let me know what you think by leaving a comment below about this entire ordeal slash incident slash event. Leave a like, that helps with the algorithm and growing this community. Also, hit the subscribe button. That also helps. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.